This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be reaching Abuja tonight on the first leg of his three-nation visit to Nigeria, Brazil and Guyana. The Prime Minister said in his departure statement that Nigeria is India's close partner in the West African region. Mr. Modi noted that his visit will be an opportunity to build upon the strategic partnership, which is based on a shared belief in democracy and pluralism. For details, we have a desk report.
The Prime Minister will hold talks with top leadership and discuss further avenues to enhance the bilateral relationship between the two countries. He also expressed his eagerness to meet the Indian community in Nigeria, as well as the Nigerian people who have sent him welcome messages in Hindi. From Nigeria, Prime Minister Modi will travel to Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro on 18th of this month to attend the G20 summit hosted by President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Mr. Modi will also attend the 19th G20 summit as a Troika member. On the final leg, Prime Minister Modi will undertake a state visit to Guyana from 19th to 21st of November. With Suparna Saikia, Tripti Srivastav, News Desk.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that the government's goal is to transform India into a developed nation with a vision that goes beyond vote bank politics. Addressing the gathering at the leadership summit organized by a media organization in Delhi today, Mr. Modi highlighted that the government is working with the mantra of progress for the people and by the people. Mr. Modi also highlighted that in 2014, the country's union budget was around 16 lakh crore and today it stands at 48 lakh crore rupees. He mentioned that the capital expenditure has now exceeded 11 lakh crore rupees, with funds being allocated to new schools, research facilities and the rail sector. The Prime Minister further mentioned that LPG gas connections were once a distant dream for many, stating that his government prioritized providing gas connections to every household. The Home Ministry today said that security forces have been directed to take necessary steps to restore order and peace in Manipur. The security situation in Manipur has remained fragile for the past few days. The ministry stated in a statement that armed miscreants from both communities in conflict have been indulging in violence, leading to loss of life and disruption of public order. It said strict action will be taken against anyone attempting to indulge in violent or disruptive activities. Important cases have been handed over to the NIA for effective investigation. The public has been urged to maintain peace, refrain from believing rumours and cooperate with security forces to maintain law and order in the state. Meanwhile, in Manipur, a total curfew has been imposed indefinitely in 5 valley districts including Imphal West, Imphal East, Thoubal, Kakching and Bishnupur. The Election Commission has sent separate notices to BJP and Congress over poll code violation complaints. Following complaints by BJP and Congress against each another in the ongoing assembly elections in Maharashtra and Jharkhand, the Election Commission sent separate letters to BJP President JP Nadda and Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge today. Both parties had accused each other's star campaigners of violating Model Code of Conduct during campaigning for Jharkhand and Maharashtra assembly polls. The Election Commission has sought formal responses from both parties by 1 p.m. on Monday. In Jharkhand, political heavyweights from both the NDA and India blocs are crisscrossing the state to garner support for their party's candidates for the second phase of the assembly elections. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah alleged that the Hemant Soren government is treating tribals as a vote bank only. Addressing election meetings at Dumka, Deogarh and Girid, Mr. Shah alleged that the UPA government did not allocate funds for the welfare of tribals in the state. While addressing an election meeting at Jamtara, senior BJP leader and assembly co-in-charge Himanta Biswa Sarma accused Hemant Soren of making false promises. On the other hand, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge alleged that the BJP is giving stepmotherly treatment to Jharkhand. In hockey, hosts India maintain their unbeaten record at the ongoing Women's Asian Championship Trophy at Rajgir as they thrashed China 3-0 in their fourth match this evening. With this victory, India have taken over China at the top spot in the tournament with 4 back-to-back wins. Despite their strong start, China struggled throughout and suffered their first defeat in the championship. And with that, we end this news bulletin.